You are listening to episode 896. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for being here, getting ready to discover a meditation technique you can carry into your busy day or right there in your meditation space as you get ready to sit down and meditate. Or you might be lying down, or it's all good. And today we continue with our 7-part meditation series on freedom from your ego. And you're going to be guided using a meditation technique to release anger. You'll also discover an herb that you can try to benefit you in a similar way as do the meditation techniques. Now, as always, you want to check with your medical provider to make sure that any herb you try is going to be safe for you, especially if you take other medications or you're pregnant or breastfeeding. You definitely want to check. So this is for a Friday's meditation, although you can listen to these meditations in any order you want. But every Friday, I do share an herb with you, as well as I like to combine a couple of the meditation techniques we've explored throughout the week and layer them for you so that you can see how you can put them together. So get ready to be guided doing a technique. I'm going to share with you about the tea first because I think you're going to really enjoy the tea I have selected for you. And I am Mary Meckley, and I'm thrilled that you're here learning how to use meditation techniques as you go about your day and in your meditation. I share a meditation technique every single day here on the podcast. And if you enjoy being guided in a complete, beautiful meditation, I do that too. And I share a brand new guided meditation on my website, and that's at sipandom.com. So it's sipandom.com. And there you can find a membership site where you can have the guided meditation. I also offer journals that are customized for the series. So for this week's series, it's all about freedom from your ego. Every single day, I have a journal entry reflection for you, as well as a complete slowdown guide with all the techniques listed. And you also get a private Facebook group and a lot of other perks. So that is at sipandom.com. You can try 2 weeks free. Now, for today's herb, this is an herb that you likely have run across and walked across, picked, and it's an herb you may very well likely have tried to weed out from your yard or garden, if you have a yard or garden, and that is dandelion root. Dandelion is one of those herbs that we didn't realize, at least in the Western world, that this was such a powerhouse of an herb. We often pull dandelion from our garden or yard, as I mentioned, because we think it's a weed. Well, dandelion offers so many benefits. It's an herb that can help to tonify your skin. It helps to support your liver. And I'm sharing it with you today because in a lot of Eastern medicine traditions, dandelion is an herb that helps to release anger. So it is a beautiful herb for today's meditation. It helps provide relief from liver disorders, diabetes, urinary disorders, acne, jaundice, cancer, and anemia. So you might want to try dandelion as long as you know it's a healthy herb for you. And it's rich in vitamin A and C and iron and calcium. So This truly is a powerhouse type of herb. Now you can simply take a teaspoon or a tablespoon, just depends on how strong you like your tea, and steep it in hot water, 1 or 2 cups of hot water. Put a lid over that so that the essential oils of the herb don't escape into the steam. You want to keep them there in the tea so you can benefit from them. And steep it for 10 to 15 minutes. Now, it does have a slightly bitter taste to it if you're sipping it straight, but you can add a little honey if you want, or even a little lemon. I don't think the taste is so bad. It has kind of a drying type of feel to it when it's in your mouth. So you might want to try this. You can sip it hot or cold. Now, the meditation technique I want to share with you today is a technique where you combine that with your breath, the breathing technique that we did earlier in this week. And as you do so, I want you to pay close attention to how you feel in your body when you think about something that makes you feel angry, something that happened recently that just is pretty hard to shake. You can't seem to let go of it. The thought of it just might even really stir you up. So just think about something that really caused you some anger. Now, this could be something that has caused you anger for some time, maybe even months or years. Bring it to mind. And notice where it settles within you. You might feel your chest tighten, or you might feel as though there's a pit in your stomach. You might feel your shoulders and jaw tense. Become aware of where you hold your emotions. And as you think of this anger, think about how you may feel attached to it, to where you may even identify yourself with the anger. So take care to notice how you process your anger. And think about whether or not it represents you at your core, your true inner nature. You are so much more than your ego attachments, which could include anger, even if you feel justified in experiencing the anger. Is it something you feel attached to? As you think about it, inhale through your nose and exhale through your nose. And as you inhale, you could tense your body, really tense it, connecting yourself back to your true inner nature. And as you exhale, breathe into yourself. Breathe into who you are, who you fully are. As you release your anger, again, you can mentally repeat our affirmation for this week. I am more than my ego. I I am more than my ego. Inhale through your nose a sharp breath. Really tense and squeeze your body, reminding yourself of who you are at your core. Your qualities that represent you, that lift you up. And as you exhale through your nose, exhale into yourself, releasing the anger. Reminding yourself of all you are. You are so much more than your anger. You can continue doing this breathing technique anytime you feel as though you're being dominated by one emotion in particular, such as anger. It's one of those big emotions that can dominate the rest of you. So this is a breathing technique you can do to release it. Now go into your meditation, practicing this technique, and then releasing it and allowing yourself to relax in stillness. And if your mind wanders, you could bring it back to the technique. Meditate just to the point where you could go a little bit further, always ending your meditation on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.